And one, two, three.
God damn it.
Did that work?
Yeah.
I don't think it worked. All right. Three, two, one.
That was actually kind of spot on. I'm not going to lie.
That was pretty good.
There we go. I knew we could do it. Fuck.
All right. So how do we want to start this?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode.
God damn it.
Just like that. That was perfect. Fucking Ralph.
How do we want to start this?
All right. All right. Hello, everybody.
Three. Welcome to... 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Deep in the Heart of Texas. This is Jeff.
I was laughing the whole time. Stop. Redo it. This is going to take some syncopation here.
Syncopation.
Yeah, take that.
All right. Stop. Give us the clap it. Again.
You want me to give you the clap again?
Give us a clap.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody. Right. Welcome.
God damn it, son of a bitch. All right.
All right.
Well, I'm about to say, fuck it. I'll let me do this.
When we edit, all you got to do is have that clap, and anything you edit from then will, like, yeah, fuck off. All right. 3, 2, 1.
God. Too fucking fast. You're not giving us time, you asshole. We're not ready.
Welcome back.
No.
All right. Seriousness. 1, 2, 3.
What the fuck was that?
You smoking already?
Worked perfectly. There was an echo, but it worked perfectly.
3, 2, 1. What happened the last time you did it?
I don't know. He like nailed it on the money.
Syncopation.
Okay, so here's how you do it. Cutting in 3, 2, 1.
Hi, my name is Amanda Wiss.
Bill Mosley. DJ Graham.
Danielle Harris.
Dick Warlock.
It's Felicia Rose.
George Romero.
I'm Jill Bob Rick.
Kane Hodder.
Captain Kinma.
Nancy Lumen.
Nick Castle.
PJ Fogg.
Robert England.
And you're listening to
Deep in the Heart of Texas.
You gotta be fucking kidding.
Hey, you okay?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Deep in the Heart of Texas. This is Jeff.
This is Ralph.
And this is Nathan.
And we are finally back.
We are finally back.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
2020 kicked us in the fucking balls.
I've never seen a guy get picked up by his testicles before.
I was looking forward to Edgar Wright's new movie and all these cool things that we're going to get this year. A Candyman remake. Geez, I mean, we had a lot of good titles that were supposed to come out this year.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's...
Well, fuck all.
You know, and I was waiting to bring this up to you, Jeff and Ralph. I worry about little studios like Blumhouse. Not that Blumhouse is a little studio, but they make so many movies off such a, you know, they do such a calculated risk. You know, I think they only go, what, 5 to 8 million a movie. The only one they changed was Halloween. So it was like, I'm worried that studios of that size aren't going to what is going on now.
Nothing. Keep going. You're doing great.
What do you mean I'm great?
No, you're doing great. Keep going. It's fine.
I'm too high. You can't just jump up in the middle of a conversation.
Fuck, he can see you now. That's right.
Yeah. Damn. He was beeline. Is that how it is the last episode? I was just talking to air.
I'm lonely. So lonely.
Pretty much.
We went out on a smoke break.
We're going to have a smoke break.
Okay, well. It's going to be so fun to watch Ralph edit this fucking shit.
No, fuck you guys. You guys are the ones that are off. I'm still working.
There you go. We got it.
Y'all got this shit. I'm taking a vacation.
It's going to be like Nate's Invisible Man. it's just his lone track. You're worried about small. Well, I think with Blumhouse being a small studio with like subsidiary off of what Universal, I think everybody's still doing their juggle still.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is they rely very heavily on theater sales. Yeah. And if they can't release any films, you know those dudes have like fucking probably 10 films in the bag.
Yeah.
You can't release them. What are you going to do with Halloween?
Well, they've been, I know they've been selling some properties to like Amazon and stuff like that where they get some kind of payout. But yeah, you're right. It's not going to be nearly the amount that they would see from a theater draw. Because, you know, when they drop a $3 million movie and they make like fucking $100 million off of like Invisible Man or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. See, Invisible Man, I think, kind of saved their ass for a little bit. But I mean, you got to think if you're a project that's sitting on that much investment with no gains and returns on those investments, so that's kind of got a,
I think,
you know, I worry that's how studios go under it.
Well, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
Not that the Blumhouse
the one, but I was worried more about was probably like the big dogs like Disney, where they rely on like their $1 billion muscle being flexed every day, you know, every second. Well, and right now they're relying on what, solely Disney Plus?
Solely on, like, well, yeah, kind of. They're reopening their parks and whatnot, but like if they can make out of this relatively, like, I don't want to say unscathed, but like, because everyone's getting fucking scathed by this,
yeah,
but like relatively well, pretty much. I think they have a Disney movie coming out every month.
Yeah.
If everything gets back in order, like starting in November with them releasing, what's her name? Black Widow.
Oh, Black Widow.
With Black Widow. Yeah. They got a movie releasing every month.
Yeah.
So like they will make their money back. Of course. It's just this entire, like, with, Paramount Universal, one of them, is doing like the online streaming at the same day of release.
Yeah.
The
Universal. Been kicking ass.
Universal. Yes. Yeah. And with AMC being like, nah, fuck that, and Regal Cinema.
Yeah, they're saying, we don't want to show your movies because you're doing this. Mm-hmm. But that's what sucks is that the horror, I think, is getting pushed. Like, we're getting small titles made to VOD, but a lot of films, like the big ones like Candyman and some of the bigger titles were getting pushed. Yeah, Halloween was supposed to come out this October. I think it's getting pushed to 2021. So I was like, wow, everything's being moved over to next year to get that strong. They're hoping for a stronger theater draw. Like Suicide Squad, I know that's totally completed. And I'm glad that like people are hunkering down with the virus and stuff. And they're actually going full post-production on projects like that, like Tenet and stuff like that. Everything's like kind of ready to go. Like the new James Bond, I was buying like tickets to watch the new James Bond. And I was like, oh, I'm buying my tickets now. And then just that week when I was about to buy my tickets for me and the wife to go see it, they fucking pushed it to November. And now I think they moved it to 2021.
Yeah, it got pushed back to next year because of fucking Montezuma's Revenge.
Because I'm like, ugh. I'm like, come on, man.
That and fucking Tenet. Oh, Tenet.
Tenet in July. Which is what brings me to like things that are, I think they're doing really well, is like Shudder's killing it right now with the Joe Bob series. I think they've hit really big numbers. I wish they would put out some more solid titles for us to watch and stuff like that, but it's not really, I don't know, everything's kind of hitting that little dead area where like VOD titles aren't really coming out the way they were at the beginning of the pandemic. Because the beginning of the pandemic, we got like what? It was like Invisible Man and all these cool titles just dropped on us that were like really cool to enjoy at the home with the family.
Yeah, and they got lucky releasing that so quickly. Like early, rather.
And I was hoping that we'd get surprised with the director who did House on Haunted Hill for Netflix. I thought we were going to maybe get a surprise and maybe something from him during this whole pandemic.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
But I don't know where they are in production for that new series for the follow-up to House on Haunted Hill on Netflix.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember right now, I could be completely wrong. I'm sure someone will fact-check me.
That is correct.
I think they had already, that they were supposed to start filming this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they had a little bit of like a delay between the, whenever Hill House came out and when, I can't remember the name of this one. It was another Haunting of something house.
Yeah, the Blythe House or something.
Blythe House,
or something like that.
Haunting of Blythe House or Blythe Manor or whatever have you. I think that one was supposed to release, I think it was supposed to release 2021.
Gotcha.
So we'll definitely have to wait and see how that goes with everything happening.
And I'm always curious when we're going to get a follow-up from old, what's his name? Because Jordan Peele did the Twilight Zone season one, mm-hmm. and I'm waiting for that follow-up season two because he's got a little bit more cooler directors lined up for this next season.
Yeah.
So I've been waiting to see when that's going to drop because I know that that Nazi Hunter series he did for Amazon Prime would look cool, but I never gave it a shot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's probably something I'm going to try to revisit later because, I mean, it almost looks like Inglourious Basterds meets, like, you know, in-city, like, boys kind of stuff. So it looked pretty fun,
yeah.
But I haven't given it a shot.
Yeah, I haven't been following much of anything recently. So
I've been trying.
Good luck trying to.
Yeah, I've been trying to watch anything that's like kind of horror related that's on VOD or streaming services. And it's just like the way we get attacked by some things on 1 month, it just goes dead for a while now.
I'm at the point where I'm watching What We Do in the Shadows on FX.
Oh, which is hilarious. Season one, season two of that is perfect.
Oh, yes. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I was checking out that. What is it? The After Dark or something like that. That's the Horror Fest on Hulu.
Oh, yeah.
It's by Blumhouse or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are not, pretty cool.
Not too bad. Some of them were pretty good.
Yeah, hit and miss, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dude, I got to tell you, you recommended a movie. I think it was in your best of. Daniel Isn't Real. Dude, that shit was fucking... It was great. I just enjoyed the shit out of it. That was a fun watch, and they added that on... they added that in Three from Hell on Shudder.
On Shudder, yeah.
Yeah.
Daniel Isn't Real is a fucking fun watch.
That was good recommend.
Out of the norm kind of fun shit.
No, yeah, I like that actor. He's from Halloween, 2018. He's the boyfriend that blows up the pumpkin.
He's a fucking son of somebody. I don't know if he's like Tim Robbins' son. I know the other guy from Daniel Isn't Real is Arnold Schwarzenegger's son. And he did a really good job on that. Almost like a Tyler Durden kind of role for him. That was really fun.
Oh, yeah. That's Tim Robbins and Susan Sarandon's kid.
Wow. Yeah. So it was like.
I didn't see that.
Tim Robbins' son and then fucking, what do you call it? And then Schwarzenegger's son coming out in that movie together. It was like fucking unreal. It was like a.
Like a. Bad action movie from the 80s.
It's a new age of combat. Two champions at war with each other. Two invincible men, the ultimate killing machines.
I'm gonna get in this thing, and I'm gonna kick your...
Robot Jocks.
Oh yeah, it was CBS Films that's supposed to put out that remake of The Stand, and I was really looking forward to that, because that had a... the guy who plays Pennywise, Skarsgård's older brother, playing Randall Flagg. It looks Alexander Skarsgård. And it looks really good because they got like James Marsden from Cyclops from X-Men, and also he was in Westworld. He's playing like the Gary Sinise role. I mean, it looks really good. Like The Stand rebooted for us. It looks like it's gonna be really fucking fun.
So is that did they finish that? Are they gonna release it?
I think it comes out later this year. I hope they didn't push it to 2021, but it was reported like I think third quarter. So hopefully we'll see. I know they released a small trailer. They released some teaser footage of Alexander Skarsgård playing Randall Flagg. But yeah, it should be on the cusp of like getting closer to being released within like maybe a couple of months or so. Maybe I'm thinking closer to October. Hopefully they'll push it straight on up to 2021. But yeah, Stephen King wise, that's probably one of the main properties I've been looking forward to. I was like, shit, dude.
Is this supposed to be on HBO Max, or am I thinking something else?
That one's gonna be on CBS. The same thing that that Twilight Zone's on is that CBS streaming CBS. Site that
what
they.
What am I thinking? I think it's The Outsider.
The Outsider was
HBO,
and that was fucking awesome. Like, if you're looking for, I think Joe Hill is Stephen King's son. He did Nosferatu, which is, I believe it's on Shudder right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fun. It's almost like a kind of It kind of vibe.
Yeah.
But it was cool. And then I think The Outsider, like you said, was on HBO. And that was really fucking awesome because it was like a detective procedural kind of fucking thing. But it also had like a supernatural element to it.
Yeah.
So that was really fucking cool.
Dude, this VFW looks really fucking fun too.
That was
you need Stephen Lang in them.
If you like those siege movies, like Assault on Precinct 13 and stuff like that, it's a good siege movie. It's like that. It's like
I love that shit.
Yeah, the crackheads are like trying to get this chick that tries to hide in a VFW, and the VFW fucking vets are like, they're gonna hold, you know, hold their own against these whacked out, you know, zombie drug users. It's really fucking fun. It's pretty cool.
Sounds like downtown Portland.
That's Jesus. Awesome. Stay away from my Starbucks.
This is my fucking latte.
Put that coffee down. You think I'm fucking with you? I am not fucking with you.
Yeah, VFW.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that not too long ago, and I was looking through a list of shit coming up, and I was like, dude, that was one I was actually looking forward to, because I really fucking enjoy Stephen Lang, and I like almost all the other fucking cast.
Oh, definitely, dude.
William Sadler. It's all like old recognizable like side actors, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the Cobra Kai dojo guy. He's in that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think his name's like Michael Cove or some shit.
Yeah, dude. That guy is awesome. He's pretty fun. He's fun in that show. I mean, that movie, sorry.
Pain does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No, sensei!
Yeah.
Yeah. No, show enough. Wait, different movie. Show enough.
Dude, yeah, show enough.
Kiss my conkers.
Oh my god, dude. I just checked out like 20 minutes of The Last Dragon. That is.
Am I the meanest?
Show enough.
Am I the prettiest? I can't hear you.
Show enough. God, I almost like spit all over.
You almost ruined the new studio.
I was like, damn it.
Come on, man. Get it together. I'm not even there.
Hell, there's one that came out, or at least I think it's out. The Wretched, that one was limited release.
Well, that one did really good on VOD. I haven't seen it. I just it kind of hit my radar too. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, oh, I might have to watch this because it's getting a little buzz.
Yeah,
I know the one that's supposed to get a lot of buzz right now is that what's that guy that comes out with he was a Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Kevin James.
Fuck you. That's my name.
Kevin James.
Kevin James got a horror movie coming out this week in June.
Really?
Or later what? In June. It's called Becky, where he plays like a killer or crazed stalker or some shit.
Hmm.
It looks like it's gonna be fun, especially because it's gonna be like one of those movies that we can catch at the house. You know?
Yeah.
I've been tempted to go to Showbiz and theaters because they've been showing like in SDX theaters. They've been like $5 screening for like Jurassic Park.
$5 like, screening with dollar dogs.
I'm gonna go. And I was like, nah, I better just
We gotta call Nate and let him know that dollar dog died.
I'm gonna pretend you guys are the New York Knicks.
God.
Perfect. Sick bastards. Sick bastards.
Where are your hot dogs? I'm sitting on them.
I'm keeping them warm.
Sitting them end on end.
Oh. End on end. Nasty Nate.
That's what they call me, Nasty Nate.
Chill, Nasty Nate. It's my bitch.
AKA or Boomerang.
Boomerang Pulse. Oh, that's my favorite nickname. Boomerang Pulse.
It wasn't my favorite.
You guys want to see my dick?
Nobody wants to see your dick, dude.
$20?
We already paid you 20. What am I saying?
Oh, all right.
Oh, but it's mine.
That's hilarious.
Has anybody checked out the 50 States of Fright?
That was fun. Yeah. I watched all of that.
That's if you download it, for our listeners that don't know, if you download Quibi, you get like, at the time it was like a 3-month trial. I think it's like a 2-3 week test trial, but you can cancel at any time. But they've got this show called The 50 States of Fright, and it's fucking, I don't remember if Sam Raimi had what role
he produced.
That?
He produced it, yeah, and he directed that first episode.
Yeah, and it's fun. It's like all like, you know, your mythic legends and whatnot. You know, it's like whatever they call those, urban legends.
Yeah, legends or folklore for a state. And it was actually, I'm not shitting on Shudder or Creepshow, but it was better than Creepshow, dude.
Yeah, I agree 100%. 100%.
I was really entertained. And what was really cool for Apple users is that when they did a recent update for Quibi, if you have an Apple TV, you're actually able to finally stream Quibi to your TV. The Stranger looks good on Quibi, too.
There was one I was watching. I had started. I haven't finished it yet. I think it's called Marianne on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
That one I'm really digging. Like, I'm like 3-4 episodes in. They're like 45 minutes a piece.
Very, almost like Stephen King's It.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very much so, yeah. Like, that I one, love that one's really nice.
The imagery is very Hill House, where they're able to do some creepy shit with like a witch with creepy eyes and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Like, really fucked up imagery with that Marianne, but they got canceled. They didn't pick it up for a second
really?
Season.
Really? They didn't pick it up for a second season?
Yeah. I know. When I heard about that with Netflix, I was like, damn it. I was really looking forward to see when that series would go.
Yeah.
If it got carried to the next season.
Should have watched it faster.
Dude, yeah. Because I know I got stuck with a lot of stuff that co-workers had told me, like, hey, you need to watch Altered Carbon. And I was trying to watch Altered Carbon, and it's really good. It's just... It takes the
right.
Time
you
and
can't get into it. You can't get into it. Like it didn't hook me like Black Mirror.
Yeah, Black Mirror is priceless because every episode is something special.
I still need to watch that.
I mean, I so want to fucking watch and get fixated on Altered Carbon, but the show works against me and reeling me in. It's like,
And like I'll get into it, but the wife doesn't get into it, so I get stuck on trying to find my time to make time for it, and it's like, I could watch something else.
Yeah, I could be watching something better, or I could be watching a rerun of something.
Yeah, exactly.
There's the other one on Quibi that I really liked was The Most Dangerous Game.
Love that one. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah, there's some good shit on there. For being free for like 2 weeks or like $4.99 a month or whatever it is, it's not bad. So,
but they're doing the same thing that a lot of these other ones are doing. They hit the ground running, and they don't have shows in the back burner to like follow up on. Disney Plus fucked us. A Mandalorian was like the golden baby, and then it literally just went dead. Like there's nothing worth your time on that fucking show.
Yeah, there's nothing really to watch.
On the app, sorry. Thanks.
Yeah. And then, it was funny. We were talking earlier about like Disney being affected. I just found out this week that they're actually fucking, they own ESPN.
Yeah.
So Disney actually owns UFC.
Yeah.
Yep.
I want to see Mickey versus fucking Goofy.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he's got double underhooks now.
There's so much time being spent.
Or like, you know, it's weird. Like I saw this thing of all the companies they have their hand in, and really, it's like all those companies are down right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's fucking nuts. Like
that's why I think at the beginning of the pandemic, everybody was saying that Disney was getting butt fucked so hard.
Do you believe this shit?
What the fuck just happened in there?
I'll tell you what just happened in there. That chick frosted me like I was a fucking cake.
That like Apple might swoop in and like. Maybe not own them, but be a very solid
partner.
Shareholder. Yeah. All right. So with them doing a sequel to Labyrinth, this question popped up everywhere after they announced that. Who do you think is going to be a good Goblin King?
Not going to lie. Don't know. Don't care.
Really?
I've always hated Labyrinth.
Are you sure? Yeah, I'm cool. All right. Give me your left arm.
Huh?
Your left arm. Give me your left arm. This one.
No.
Yeah, come on.
No. No!
Right, look, when you're talking to your doctor, just tell him you have a spiral fracture of the left radius.
No! No!
Deep breath.
Really?
Yeah.
Now left.
Never. No.
Oh, dude.
No, I don't like... Like, it's an alright movie, but it's just... Labyrinth, Dark Crystal, like...
Really?
Oh, no.
It missed you?
I hated those movies.
That's cool.
I hated those movies. Like Labyrinth, you can sit me down and make me watch it if you give me enough to drink. But like
Welcome
Dark Crystal,
to the final episode of Ralph.
Yeah, no, you tell me we're watching Dark Crystal. I'll be like deuces. I'm gone. I'll see y'all later.
That's a classic, though. I think those are classics. But if you don't like them, that's cool too. Because I mean, I think at one point, you know, I didn't have. No, I actually had. Yeah. It was just I grew up around Neverending Story and you know Labyrinth and Dark Crystal, so those have like a special spot. And like,
let's go ahead and throw in Mac and Me.
That movie is garbage.
God, have you seen the original ending?
I'll throw it in there with E.T.
No,
the original.
I didn't see the ending.
Oh my god. You just need to Google the original ending for Mac and Me, where like the SWAT or the police officer shoots the little kid in the wheelchair.
Serious?
Seriously, they're at a gas station and like the kid's like wheel in the wheelchair hauling ass towards the aliens, and like the cop like accidentally shoots at the alien and hits the fucking kid and kills the handicapped kid in the fucking
wheelchair. You're fucking lying to me.
Oh my god. Google it. It's like the fucking, it's the best.
They don't know how to drive anyway.
Stop him.
Well, that should have been the ending. If that's the truth, you just need to light him on fire. That's it.
There you go. Then you have a full circle there. You know?
Viking funeral right there.
Viking funeral.
Fucking Mac and Me makes Wicker Man look like a fucking dream basket.
Oh, you almost got another fucking shower there, Jeff.
Fuck. Yeah, but if any listeners are wondering, my vote for the new Goblin King for Labyrinth was, I think Jared Leto should get it.
Are you sweet-talking me?
I think Jared Leto would make an awesome
transvestite.
I mean, call it what you want. I think, I mean, he got an Oscar for that, right?
Did he?
For Dallas, the Dallas Buyers Club? I think he got a Best Supporting Actor Oscar.
Hey, 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 hey!
Jesus fucking Christ, you fucking idiot.
I've been looking for you, Lone Star.
You know I could have killed you, huh?
I feel better. I wanted to thank you.
Well, good for you. Now get the fuck out of my car.
I need more of that cocktail shit you got.
Listen, Tinkerbell, unless you got more cash or new clients, I'm busy. Now get the
Let's
fuck out of my car.
Let's just do this quickly so I can get the fuck out.
Yeah.
That was a good fucking flick. You did a good job in it. Goblin King. It's too bad it's not like 20 years ago, because I'd totally say the Men at Work lead singer. Who can it be knocking
at my door? Go away. Don't come down here no more.
He's got those, he's got those fucking chameleon eyes. But I would, oh Jesus, I don't know. They are, I mean, are they incorporating it like a musical, like the first one? Where
they're saying it's they're saying it's a sequel. It's being produced by like pretty much the same people that did Doctor Strange.
Well, there's sequels sequels because there's like Wizard of Oz, and then there's Return to Oz, which is a total goddamn 180 acid trip.
Oh God, Return to Oz, I would watch. For no reason.
Yeah. Oh, it's so great.
It's like
but
the trippiest shit.
There's sequels, and then there's that type of sequel that's like way darker. So I wonder I wonder if like Goblin King's going to be all fucked up in this movie.
And I don't know, because I think the last movie the Hensons produced was that fucked up weird Muppet movie with Melissa McCarthy, where they were all like shooting cops and fucking.
Yeah. What the fuck was
the Happy Land Murders or Happy Time Murders or something like that?
Oh, right, yeah.
I think that was
never
like
saw it. Any
that
good?
Was like it's fucking. It's funny. It's just not like, you know.
It's crank yankers.
You know what I watched last night? I watched Peter Jackson's Meet the Feebles, which is very much like a Muppet. It's Muppets on acid, and it's a Peter Jackson film he did after Bad Taste and before he did Brain Dead. Oh, I'm sorry. Dead Alive.
Okay.
So I was watching Dead Alive in here while I was cleaning up, and then I was like, I have to watch Meet the Feebles. I haven't seen that in a long ass time. And I found out my wife hadn't seen it, and she was like freaked out, because that's like, it's disturbing. It's one of those disturbing ass fucking Peter Jackson films that he did before he did like more mainstream stuff like Dead Alive or Frighteners.
Yeah. Okay. No, I can't say I'm familiar with that one, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's a good one to hunt down. I know it's hard to find, but it's a good one.
Hard to find for the typical person, where it comes to you, Jefferson, you find pretty much everything and be like, there it is.
Well, yeah.
I have
theaters will no longer exist, and Jeff will find some private screening of it somewhere.
Oh, dude, I don't even want to. I have to tell you all this off the air, but I was able to watch some stuff that I shouldn't have watched.
Uh-oh.
Well, dude, we've all been to Pornhub.
So you're
don't call them out like that, huh?
So we're not gonna address your stepsister fetish, you know?
No. No.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Foot fetish was 2019. This is all stepsister this year. Nasty.
Stepsister's on the up and up. God right
damn. Jesus. All right, only once.
God damn it.
Jesus Christ.
Oh. Right, so what the hell's going on with TFW? Do we got any news on the sadness that we were robbed of this year?
I think we're still sitting on September, yeah?
Yeah, that was...
They haven't moved it.
At the beginning, though, we were out in Pins and Needles wondering if they're just going to flat out cancel it. Because
During the announcement, Lloyd did say, you know, if we're pushing it back to this date, if not, those tickets that were originally purchased will be good for next year's.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he's even like just.
But they opened the floodgates right before fucking the pandemic hit. We were like, David Cronenberg is going to be there.
Yeah.
Dude,
they
have
like actors and directors and people that were. It was going to be the best year ever. And then the fucking pandemic hit. And then we all had to suffer with quarantine level fucking like state of pandemic shit and watch that May 1st go right by us.
Mm-hmm.
And that was hard.
It was so sad.
That was a sad.
I was supposed to be drunk.
I think we all were.
I think we were
all supposed to be drunk that weekend.
Happy and
down here. It's our time. It's our time down here.
It would have been snowing in Dallas.
Oh. Yes. That would have been perfect.
With a chance of weed. I mean,
yeah. Smog?
With heavy pollen. Heavy pollen.
Heavy pollen.
It was going all so well, wasn't it?
It was.
Alice Cooper was a big one.
Yeah, Alice Cooper was the big one.
I forgot about Alice.
Yeah. And so,
get that fucker out.
Yeah. All of us will be walking around in fucking plague doctor masks. With just like nugs inside that beak.
I still think we should get our red jumpsuits and be like us. So you'd be like,
I really did pull off a really good Nate impression.
Hey, man. When you swallow a full tablespoon of cinnamon.
I thought you were going to say semen. Semen or cinnamon?
I still got that video of the cinnamon.
Oh, God, the cinnamon video. No, we watched the video. It was a fail, and the lady was mixing the organic peanut butter with the blender.
So does anyone buy the kind of peanut butter that doesn't have all the additives so the oil is separated and when you open it you have to mix it? Well, that kind of like is a really crappy task and it drives me nuts. So here's what I do. Put only one beater in, a hand beater, stick it in. And you're going to want to really hold on to that jar because it's going to want to take it out of your hands and watch. Like that.
Hey, that happened to me too.
And I got a total fucking Nate flashback on that. Oh, that was She's like, oh, that didn't work that time.
We're okay if we keep Top Ramen, peanut butter, and anything near that consistency away from me, we should be okay.
No ghetto crackers.
Maybe. No ghetto crackers for me, sir.
All right. On a serious note, guys, they changed Oriental flavor from ramen to soy flavor. What? This is a real thing. I don't think it's been addressed.
You're so full of shit.
It hasn't been addressed on Texas. I'm sorry, on Texas Frightmare. On Deep in the Heart of Texas. We haven't addressed it here. They changed the blue label ramen noodle from Oriental flavor to soy flavor.
You're full of shit.
I wish I was joking about that.
Do you Maruchan or Top Ramen?
Maruchan. Maruchan.
So Top Ramen still has Oriental.
I don't know. I don't buy Top Ramen. I buy Maruchan. I buy Rock Mama now.
It's Mama a cup of noodle.
I had the last Oriental flavor bag in the household, and then somebody got to it. So now all I have is the blue soy flavor label. Like, they literally pulled the Redskins on us, and they said, "This is not culturally, you know, this is you can't just call something Oriental flavor." And they pulled it, and they said, "We're gonna call it soy flavor."
Are we not gonna call Asian cuisine Asian cuisine?
You're going to call it soy cuisine.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I,
this world is going to hell.
Dude, when I realized that, I was like, you've taken this away from us. Like, you've I have to really address this now, not as Oriental flavor. I have to address this as soy flavor. This is it tastes the same. Same shit. Everything's
but the color's not the fucking same.
The color's the same. They changed the fucking wording. It's like, oh, I'm going to get some Oriental flavor. No. Soy flavor.
You keep eating it, don't you?
Yeah, I get soy. Well,
I've been buying soy shrimp. That's why your beard is gone. It fell out because you're eating soy. Stand up, place your tits. All right.
To be fair.
I love it how Jeff for every episode for the past like 3 years has been complaining about my vaping. I moved to Washington. He's vaping.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Yeah, I miss the smell of fucking watermelon pillowcase.
Watermelon
Captain pillow, Crunch, yeah. Fucking Marvel Iron Man sandwich, you know.
Get it right. Get it right. It's sweaty jockeys.
It's the smell.
All right.
So yeah, TFW.
You know, I just wonder what it's going to be like now, dude. You know, I really
all
wonder
of us if, wearing like, all of us wearing plague doctor masks with nugs of weed in the nose.
God damn.
Right, but the celebrities are probably going to be behind bulletproof shielding or some shit.
Yeah, behind plexiglass. If you want a fucking photo at the table, it's like
you stand in front of the glass while they stand behind the glass.
Exactly.
You okay there, bud?
You fucking asshole, Ralph. I almost spit water all over the entire system.
I think all of us almost did.
See, there's no comfortability. Up, down, this up, glass, down, adjust.
The glass.
Oh, don't do that, though. When I look at you and you do that, it's like Willow.
There's a peck here with an acorn pointed at me!
What?
It was like Willow.
Like Willow Offgood? Like, get out of the way, Peck Willow.
Move out of the way, Peck.
Sounds about right.
Excuse me, sir.
Out of the way, Peck.
Peck.
Love that movie. That's another one that is absolutely god fucking awful. If you go back and watch it,
I wish they would turn that into like a TV series. Like, fuck Lord of the Rings TV series on Amazon. Give us a Willow TV series.
What's going on behind you?
Is it fucking storming over there?
Is it raining?
What are you talking about, man?
We had beautiful weather here for this weekend, mostly sunny skies and highs in the upper 80s. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy, mild, with those temperatures dropping down into the mid 70s. Now, we've got some big changes here for the upcoming work week starting tomorrow. Here's the forecast. Volcano 350 there for Monday. Global superstorm on Tuesday. We could see maybe about 200 inches of rainfall, wind gusts up to 1,000 miles an hour. Godzilla Wednesday. I'll be honest, I have no idea what's going to happen on that day. After that, though, how about this to finish off the work week? Low humidity, lots of sunshine, with highs in the upper 80s heading into next weekend.
Like, I'm looking at your window. It looks like it's, like, storming over there.
It's cloudy. We only get 3 months of sun, dude.
Well, no, it looks like it's fucking, like,
welcome
a hurricane
to the
back
Northwest.
What time is it over there?
It is 8:44.
That means it's like what? Like 11 here?
10:44.
No, it was told to me by a wise old Indian.
I think we got a good, a really cool message from somebody. It said, like, we helped them, like, you know, like, have a good podcast to jam to during this whole pandemic. That, like, meant the world to me. Like, it was awesome. Yeah. I almost want to be like, what if y'all been watching, like, horror-wise? Because, like, I've been rewatching a lot of bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I got, like, a 4K version of, like, Night of the Demons and stuff. I've been watching a lot of weird old shit, but new shit-wise is, like, I think you can watch everything new in horror in these last past months in, like, a week.
Yeah. I watched, I went to a drive-in theater and saw Silence of the Lambs.
That's cool.
That was badass.
Bastard.
It was so, you fucking left me.
I know.
I would have invited you, but you're not here. But no, like that, and like I said, Marianne started watching What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah.
Shit like that, so not much else.
Yeah. I watched.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much Tiger King broke me.
Joe Exotic for the people of America. How's that? I'm broke as shit. I've had some kinky sex. I am not cutting my hair. I'm as gay as a $3 bill.
That was so good.
He broke all of us.
That was so good.
Carol Baskin, fucking bitch.
Hey, you cool cat and kittens.
I love it. Everybody's like, yeah, this is just a real cool environment. They're all tweakers.
Yeah. Hey, that guy looks like Nate. Wait, that guy looks like Nate.
That looks like That's definitely fucking
Thanks.
Nate.
What an asshole.
He's the one in the loincloth with the collar on.
If I'm going to be anybody, it would be the guy who has all the pink guns.
The boyfriend?
The one that sleeps in the middle.
The one missing all of his teeth.
Hell yes. Now we're talking.
God damn it. I don't kiss on the mouth though.
Oh, you don't love me.
Yeah, that was a series, man. That broke me from watching shit for a while. Did you hear that they're going to be releasing a Child's Play series?
As long as they're not doing like Seed of Chucky kind of stuff, you know.
No. They said they're going to go back to like the original roots.
I think that should be fun.
That last one, man, I don't have an opinion about it. And I sat through it.
Cult of Chucky?
No, the actual one with remake. Mark Hamill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was like so boring and underwhelming that I just didn't even care.
Wasn't Aubrey Plaza in that one?
I think so. Yeah, else. You're right. Yeah, she was the mom. Yeah. My 5-year-old loved it. Right, if that was your target audience and you won.
You nailed it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she's working hard for that ticket that she didn't buy for that fucking shitty movie. Oh, I'm sorry. Nah. Mark Hamill, you tried.
He tried. I'll give him credit where he needs it, but like the rest of the
It wasn't Mark Hamill.
I said I'd give him a credit.
It was a script.
It was
everything.
The script.
And that Stephen King even called it like being a really good horror film, and I thought it was going to be good.
Really?
I didn't find it.
You tip Stephen King $25, he'll say Deep in the Horror Texas is great.
It's the best podcast ever. Ever.
This is the scariest thing ever. Ever, ever. Ever, it's like ever. We're kind of we're more of a comedy based podcast.
Stephen. Let's keep it funny.
All right, everybody. You know where to hit us up on the Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. Thank you for tuning in.
I miss you like I misses a rock in my shoe.
We look forward to getting back with you all on a more regularly scheduled time.
Don't lie.
It took these two to get laid off for us to record.
For real. Yeah. The same time.
At the same time to us. I'm the only one still working.
But do you, Ralph? Do you?
Hi, welcome to Game Shop. Did you find everything okay?
We got a couple episodes we're sitting on. We're going to try to funnel those out to y'all and make time to make a couple of new recordings for y'all.
Excellent.
Keyword.
Yeah, we're going to have to stack up some fun titles to get this game back together. So we'll be doing some real, not deep cuts, but we're going to find stuff that we've been wanting to talk about. I'm thinking Exorcist.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay. So okay. Maybe a nice Exorcist episode in the near future. And if not, you'll know when we know.
Or you'll know before we know. Yes. Something will happen.
Yeah, we got stuff in the bank. You mean, are you referring to the ready or not theatrical release episode that we
Jesus.
Only that like a like, year late?
I saw it on sale the other day for $2.99 on Vudu.
Well, that just hurts my
three
feelings.
From hell, theatrical release.
Oh, did you hear who the directors of Ready or Not are working on now? They're working on a new Scream film.
Ooh.
Yes, I did hear that.
So Scream Part 5 or 6, whatever next one's going to be, like they're at the helms of directing it. So I was like, wow,
really now?
Ready or Not guys. So I was like, that's kind of cool.
Cool. We'll see that in 2025.
Probably. Well, they have plenty of time to write the script during all this shit. So hopefully they juggle the right balls and put them in the right mouth for next year.
I heard Neve Campbell's not coming back for it.
Oh, oh. But I heard the Arquette guy might, right?
Yeah, he need
He needs the money.
Yeah. I'm not going to say anything. I drank with the man. He's a very nice fella.
He's a good nice fella.
Last I heard, he's still looking for Rose.
Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed.
When the night has been too lonely and the road has been too long.
Just remember, in the winter, far beneath the bitter snows, lies the seed that with the sun's love in the spring becomes the rose.
Guy, I see Rose.
Yeah. Running through that hotel yelling that shit.
Don't even say her last name because we'll probably get a lawsuit.
Yeah, no. Definitely.
Nope.
We'll leave that out.
I'm not charmed by her. Wait, no, I don't know. She was charming.
She was charming.
Was she, though?
I don't know. So, I, you know, something about that leg gun thing. Something weird.
Yeah. It's just like a bald woman. It just says a lot, you know? There's a tenacity and a strength there.
Right. I heard she dates, you know, like weird rock stars, like gothic people.
That's cool. I wish it would. I just, whenever I see a bald woman, I expect her to start singing, what do you call it? What's that song? Sinead O'Connor song?
Insert here.
Yeah, insert here. Yeah, that song. That's a great song. And Prince co-wrote that.
Nothing can compare to you.
Thank you. That insert there, Ralph.
No, this is all you. This is all y'all. Y'all got nothing but free time on your hands.
The furloughers are editing.
You are sitting at your store, sir, literally telling people to go away.
They're cool. Cutting into my time to sit there and stare at the wall and get paid.
That's awesome.
I don't take money and I won't touch your shit.
Nope.
Dude,
you're lucky I'm even fucking talking to you right now.
I know, really. It's like going in GameStop's like going to the fucking post office.
Pretty much. It's getting to that point.
Spider webs everywhere. Want?
I have to wear a mask to do the podcast.
All the machinery's run by, you know, overworked Oompa Loompas.
Yep.
That's going to be awesome.
And one big man in the back going, keep working. Did I say to stop fucking dancing?
That's it. You're getting paid in V-Bucks this week.
Litecoin.
Right. There you go.
All right, fuckers.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. From all of us to all of you, keep it scary. This is Jeff.
This is Ralph.
This is Nathan.
I think I already said it.
I think you said it already.
You did say it.
Say it one more time, just for good luck.
Keep it scary, guys.
Keep on rocking.
One more time
for
good
kids.
Luck.
Keep on trucking. Keep on scaring. Keep it scary.
Keep it Terry.
Terry. It's Reno 911, which is also on Quibi.
Yes.
Did you stop recording?
Yes.
At 30 seconds in.
Thank you for listening to Deep in the Horror of Texas. Be sure to like and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. If you like what you hear, please leave a review on the iTunes or Stitcher radio app. And above all, remember to keep it scary.
About it never rains in Southern California. I once saw a band play at the farm sober. I hadn't had a drink. Like cleaning gums or hugging bums or doing something that you know is good for ya. Those times are tedious and tenuous and hopefully much shorter than a blink. I'm so easy to decide. I could rationalize for life. But from all the strife I cause, I gotta go without. Taking codones is insane. I don't wanna kill, I want more pain. So like the California drought, I'm drying out. I got the one job that is frowned upon if you're not a user. The bands that are all sober are the ones playing the warped and county fairs. I'll go to a meeting and get called a loser. Then I get invited to a party from a bro who works at Bear. He's got shit from 1910. Bottle H that's genuine. I just wanna see what all the hype's about. I just gotta try it once. But I say no cause I got. Like the California drought, I'm drying.